Welcome to Talking Sense. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on Talking Sense. It's almost Valentine's Day, and you want to make things perfect, but you found that your funds are low. So what can you do to make Valentine's Day special without breaking the bank? That's what we're talking about today.
And before we even get into the episode today, we thought it'd be fun to share a few of our favorite Valentine's Day memories. And so before we even do that, though, when we were getting ready for this episode, Casey on our team was telling us, yeah. I'm gonna throw him out on there because this was amazing. Before funds were as big, honestly, for me, I would love this now.
No, I think his exact words were when I was Poe.
Yeah. But he said that he literally built like a fort in the living room and hung some little Christmas lights, you know, like you did when you were a kid, where you put sheets over things and you make your own fort. And they had like Kroger sushi and watched a movie. I'm the type that would have loved that. Yeah. I think that is so cool.
That's pretty cool. And the thing is, we've all been poor, so we all...
Yes, and honestly, let's just be real. I think most people don't really care about the big extravagant things. They're fine from time to time. I'm not saying don't do them, but I don't think those are what really make memories.
Right.
For me, one of my favorite memories from when I was a single mom, of course, I'm married now and he's done some wonderful things, but this one really stood out because I was in a hard place. Mm. A group of friends snuck over to my house while I was at work and did some cleaning for me and left flowers. And when I got home, you know, it was the first time I was single on Valentine's Day in a long time. I remember going, man, I got through today. Thank God. I was just trying to get through the day. Mm. And that little... Yeah. Touch meant so much to me that someone just thought of me that day.
Yeah.
And so that was wonderful. What about you, Mark?
Yeah. So for me, also kind of a priceless experience. Me and my girlfriend at the time went cliff jumping in Heber Springs.
Pause. Valentine's Day is in February, which is one of the coldest months of the year. You went cliff jumping into a lake.
Yep. Heber Springs, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You real smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you both lived.
I knew I was real smart whenever, you know, we came up out of the water, you know, barely breathing.
Oh my word. So whose idea was this cliff jumping excursion?
You know what? I don't even remember. I mean,
I sure hope it was hers.
I think that she was the type of person that she was just like along for it. She just liked to have fun. Yeah. Yeah. So we definitely never forgot that.
Okay. So again, we're talking about things you can do that aren't necessarily costly when it comes to financial costs. These are things that we feel like make an impact, but won't just cost a ton. So the first thing, and my ex-husband did this for me one time, is take a walk down memory lane. Valentine's Day is really meant to be a day to celebrate you and your partner. So instead of buying expensive gifts, think of your story and go for a trip down memory lane. Take your partner on like a scavenger hunt of all the places that meant something to you. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy ice cream at a particular place on your first date? Go do that again.
No.
Where did you propose? Go have a picnic there.
That's something that my mom and her husband do, is that I think their first date or something like that was at Zaza's. Mm-hmm. You know, so on that day every year, they go have, you know, pizza and salad at Zaza's.
That's awesome. So my first date with Joey was at Pinnacle Mountain State Park. There's the Pinnacle Mountain that everybody uses, but there's the one that has the ranger station. And there's very few people typically there. And the first thing we ever did together was take a hike. And so for us, it's very meaningful to go hike that area and just spend time together. So, you know, what are those things that kind of are the landmarks of your relationship? Go enjoy those.
Yeah.
So that's our first one. Take a walk down memory lane.
And I like the next one. Think about what makes them tick. I think, you know, you kind of alluded to this in your story, right? Because this was, you know, somebody else thinking about you, right? Mm-hmm. Just being on somebody else's mind, but then thinking about what that person would appreciate, right? Which is huge. And so you know your partner better than anyone.
Yes.
Right? And what matters most to him or her. So you know kind of what their love language is.
Yes. Right?
Which I'm kind of learning about and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So when we first talked about this, Mark, you had not heard of the five love languages.
I'd heard of it, but yeah, I didn't know it was a book or something like
that. Yes.
Yeah.
You had heard the verbiage before, but you did not know about the book. So if you didn't know this, there's a book out there called The Five Love Languages. Give a little plug. It just helps you kind of understand how people give and how they receive love, because it's not always the same. So if your partner loves words of affirmation, which is just kind words, write them a love letter. Tell them what they mean to you. For me, a handwritten note is way more important than anything you could buy in the store.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. And then the next one, acts of service. I think that's what I would mean. I don't know. I'm still unsure on that. But the example they put on here is using you pay time off to take the day and let them come home to a clean house, right? So that's kind of what you were talking about earlier, and having dinner cooked like that would be amazing
if I came home and dinner was already ready and the house was clean. I'm not gonna lie. What about
some
gifts?
Tips for Joey?
Yeah, if he's not listening, someone tell him about the show. Gifts. You know, there are people who their way of feeling loved is through gifts. Think of their favorite snacks and set out like a favorite things display for them to wake up to. I do this for my kids for their birthdays. When they wake up on their birthday morning, on the kitchen counter, there's going to be all their favorite snacks, but it's not an expensive thing to do. You don't have to get expensive with it. So you could think of things like that could be meaningful to them.
Yeah.
But if they're charity minded, plan time to serve at their favorite charity or make a donation in their honor.
No, I like that. Some people have done that for me before. And to me, I appreciate that so much because it's kind of like you said, I mean, they know me and they know what's important. So that was a very special gift.
And if your partner's like me, really the most important key to this is that you planned ahead. So don't wait till the last second and try to throw something together. Don't go buying some random stuff at Walmart because you didn't think. Set a reminder in your phone for, you know, a week before and really put some thought into it. So taking a walk down memory lane, thinking about what makes them tick. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is make new memories.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, every couple likes to have kind of their own experiences, right? And develop new likings, new adventures. So, you know, has your partner ever wanted to go ballroom dancing or start learning how to cook or anything like that, you know, hiking. So Valentine's Day can be a great time to experience, to have a new experience together.
Yes. If you have an outdoorsy partner, Arkansas is a great state for that because we have a bajillion different places to go. So try a new trail. Make sure you stay on the trail, please. But try something new there. With the dancing, I know there was a group from our team that went and did salsa.
Yeah.
There's somewhere here in Little Rock that you can go and do that and it's free, correct?
No.
Or cheap.
There is, I think, it's like a $10 fee for it.
So it's not expensive. They do a little lesson and then they have music going so that you can practice your skills or just have fun if you don't have any skills.
No. And there's plenty of people that will definitely
help you out. You're not going to be standing there by yourself looking like a goofball, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Although that could be a great memory too. This experience can be anything. Like I said, have a picnic, go hiking. Mark, I think the key here again is, what's something that you've always wanted to do or something that your partner enjoys that you could go and do with them?
Right. Just step outside of the normal, right? And do something that you both can enjoy together or hate together, right?
Yeah, that's true. I will say there's been times where that is the case and it's funny. I think, you know, really Valentine's Day is intended, again, to be a celebration of you and your partner. So if you're wanting to love on your partner, the best thing you can do is just see them. See who they are, see what they love, and make that a priority for a short period of time because life is crazy when life happens. And there are times when you can feel very disconnected just because you don't take the time to really see each other well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I've seen that, you know, play out in, again, talking about my mom and in that relationship and how servicing they are to one another and how, you know, they use, you know, the love languages and all of that. To really bring about, you know, the importance of valuing each other and seeing each other kind of like you said, as they are.
Yes. So, you know, if the budget is not where you would love it to be, that's okay. You can also start now planning for next year. If you want to go big next year, more power to you. That's fine. Just like we talk about all the time, it's all about budgeting. So plan ahead. But if you really want to make that time, just sing again. It still has to be about that person. So that's the key, I feel like, to this whole thing here is that you've got to make sure you've put the thought into it in advance. I mentioned that once before. I'm going to throw that plug out there again. In advance and thought through what that person loves, how they feel loved, and made sure that you tailor your plans to that. So I want to kind of switch gears a little bit here, Mark, and say in a perfect world, what would you love? Because, you know, we talk a lot about what the women love. What do men want for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my gosh.
I won't put you on the spot because this isn't even in the script. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I think men tend to get the short end of the straw here often in your kind of, you know, male-female relationships. So what would it look like? We trade off. So 1 year, my husband's responsible. 1 year, I'm responsible for planning.
Okay.
So we have a little more balanced look. But what do guys want?
Just for you to know where you want to go to eat.
For us to just make a daggum decision. Is that what you're saying? I read something the other day. It was like being married is just fighting over where you're going to go eat until you die. Is that how guys really feel?
I mean, that's one of the main things I'd say. That mm-hmm. it's just kind of a continuing topic. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, for me, I enjoy, you know, picking out the place, you know, making that, you know, special day. That's just, I don't know. Always.
So the planning is enjoyable for you.
Yeah. It definitely okay. is. Definitely is okay. Like, I don't know. To me, it's all worth it whenever I see kind of the other person just enjoy it. Right. And, mm-hmm. and have that moment. I don't know. I think just what makes me feel good is having, you know, the things just in order, and, you know, that kind of frees me from feeling like I'm surrounded in chaos, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe kind of like you said, the whole just having the house clean, but that would probably be the most kind of
to
like satisfying.
To come home to some peace.
Yeah.
Especially post kids. You can't appreciate this yet, mm-hmm. but you know, a house with children in it, trying to clean it is sort of like trying to brush your teeth while you're also eating an Oreo cookie. So that's why the clean house thing is so majestic to those of us that have children.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
I was going to say another thing that I've definitely realized over, you know, the past 2 years being in the pandemic, and not, I was kind of used to eating out a little bit or just having very simple things from like Trader Joe's to, mm-hmm. to eat at home. But during this time we've been gathering at my aunt's house for dinner at times, and I've just really gotten to see how much I appreciate home cooking. Mm-hmm. my aunt, well, all my aunts really are just phenomenal cooks, and so.
And why have I not been invited over, my dear friend?
COVID, come on.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, see, I've had COVID. I'm good. I'll be there next week. What day is it?
Usually Mondays, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But no, I mean, they just cook phenomenal, and I'm always just so impressed. And I'm like, why do I even, you know, pay so much money to
eat out when you can have this phenomenal stuff at home?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's usually not even good.
I can tell you why, because if your aunts are anything like my family, mm-hmm. they don't measure. So you can't recreate what they cook because they don't use recipes. But, you know, getting back on topic now that I've totally derailed us, thank you for that. Valentine's Day, again, is coming up. We know you've got a lot on your plate. So we've talked about taking a walk down memory lane. We've talked about thinking about what makes them tick. We've talked about making new memories. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up again is honoring the people that matter to them. So if you've got a family member who has lost someone and you're wanting to honor that, I call it reclaiming memories for good. When I went through my divorce, there were a lot of memories that had a hard piece to them now. And one of the things, like for my mom, when my mom passed away and my bonus dad was still here, their actual anniversary was Valentine's Day. So it was really like a double whammy for my dad. And so what we would do is go on their date with him.
Yeah.
We would take him where they used to go and try to reclaim that as a fun family memory, you know, down memory lane for them. So if you've got a partner who's gone through a lot of loss, because with COVID, we've got a lot of people who've lost somebody in this past few years. So we do want to address that and just say, hey, give them a break from it when they need it, but maybe honoring that person on your Valentine's Day might be a good move for you too.
Mm-hmm. I like that, especially because, you know, it takes importance on the important people to mm-hmm. the other person's life, right? Mm-hmm. And generations before, right, passed down kind of what their favorite things are. So it's a fun way to maybe rediscovering.
You just gave me a great idea. Recreating their parents' first date.
Oh, wow.
I think that one would be really cool if it's possible, if they didn't live in like 17 states away or something. But yeah, that would be good too. So as you're getting ready for Valentine's Day, we're going to give you our 2 cents here. We hope you've heard something that you can use to help you celebrate without breaking the bank. As we shared earlier on, again, it's all about my 2 cents. It's all about knowing your partner and knowing what makes them tick and just doing something intentionally with them to spend that time.
Mm-hmm. We all want to show a little extra love on Valentine's Day. And with a little creativity, you can do that in a meaningful and budget-friendly way. And if you want to go big next year, start saving now so you can have the funds ready for that.
There you go. Thank you for joining us on Talking Sense today. That's our 2 cents on Valentine's on a budget. May your day be full of love and memories. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.